Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pfister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball four. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude strikes out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards the mound. Pfister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Tartabull scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clinton moves to second. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Fister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fister is 0 for 1 in the game. Fister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0 for 2 in the game. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Gene Conley. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Schilling now playing second base. Chet Nichols now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lump bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski is hit by the pitch. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Gordon Jones now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani strikes out. 1 out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 0-for-3 in the game. Bresud takes first base on ball 4. Clinton moves to second. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Chet Nichols. John Wyatt now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Forknealy's covering, for the out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Charles reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Joe SQ. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is walked intentionally. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Alozic pinch hits for John Wyatt. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. Causey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.